Wisconsin scientists have made two breakthroughs that may help hydrogen become a bigger player in the fields of renewable energy production and storage. While the researchers say there's still a long way to go with their work, it's a step towards the hydrogen economy that some were predicting nearly 20 years ago. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Fossil fuels like oil, natural gas, and coal still power most of our cars, power plants, and industries. Author Jeremy Rifkin was one of the most prominent early advocates of turning toward hydrogen, which pollutes far less. Indeed, most scientists say its only byproduct is water. In a talk carried by C-SPAN in 2002, Rifkin sounded very optimistic.
There is a new energy regime on the horizon. You can almost smell it. You can feel it. It's just there waiting, and it's hydrogen.
Rifkin went on to promote his book titled The Hydrogen Economy. These days, hydrogen is getting more use as a fuel source. Some warehouses run forklifts powered by a device called a hydrogen fuel cell. A few car models sold in California, Japan, and some other parts of the world operate on hydrogen gas. But in many cases, fuel cells are too costly or inefficient, or the hydrogen is extracted from natural gas, which defeats the idea of reducing the use of fuels that contribute to global warming. At a lab in the chemistry building at UW-Madison, researchers have been trying to solve at least one of those problems, the cost, and they may be onto something. Postdoctoral researcher Colin Anson points to the small heart of the facility, a mass of metal that looks like a sandwich standing on end, with tubes on four sides. It's the fuel cell.
The black pieces, they allow the hydrogen gas to come in. They control the flow of the hydrogen gas at the electrode.
Anson is part of a team that's designed a fuel cell using cheaper materials and a redesigned compound that helps the flow of electrons and protons that convert chemical energy into electricity. Chemistry professor Shannon Stahl heads the effort. He says the new process replaces an expensive metal, platinum, as the catalyst.
Bypassing the need for platinum would be a major breakthrough. There are strategies that exist right now that are just not meeting the metrics that are needed. And so conceiving of novel approaches, new strategies to overcome this limitation is really what we're trying to pursue in this project.
Stahl says his research, published this month in the journal Joule, has found that a lower cost metal, cobalt, can be used instead with some modifications to the process. He says there's still a ways to go. But Stahl says better fuel cells are worth pursuing, including to help store power from renewable sources like solar and wind energy, which fluctuate.
Sometimes you're going to have too much electricity that you need to store. And so fuel cells are among the many different approaches that are being considered for this surplus energy storage and then supply at times when there's not the relevant energy available.
Another lab at UW-Madison is also reporting progress toward the hydrogen economy. A team led by materials science professor Zhudong Wang is part of an effort to use sunlight to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. Solar energy would be a much cleaner way to obtain hydrogen gas. But Wang says one problem has been the silicon panel used as the catalyst doesn't last long enough.
It will be decayed in the water or liquid environment. So we need to protect this material and to extend its lifetime.
Scientists usually coat the silicon with very thin amounts of titanium dioxide to extend its life. Wang has found that putting on even less of the coating can keep the silicon intact 600 to 700 hours instead of the current 80.
So this is sort of against common sense that we make it thinner, actually provide better protection.
Wang says scientists still need to find out how to extend the silicon's life to thousands of hours to make the technology useful commercially. Wang's research is published in the journal Nano Letters. Both hydrogen-related projects were partly funded by the federal government under the Obama administration, and research into hydrogen and other fuels is continuing under President Trump. This year, the Department of Energy awarded another $100 million for work at energy frontier research centers, including one involving UW-Madison. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 FM, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.